The New Science of Physical Health.
All right, everybody, let's get right into these health adaptation lessons. How to create positive molecular and physiological health adaptations. Here's what I'm going to do in the next probably 12 to 15 lessons, maybe up to 16 lessons. I'm going to walk you through in a short space of time, so it's easy to digest, a number of lessons related to my diagram inside the Perfect Health Lesson book called the Impact Quadrant. So, the Impact Quadrant section of the Perfect Health Lesson is all about the proof you will need, all the proof you'll ever need to know about why it only takes one single lesson to become classified as medically healthy. That's the book and the online classroom. It's one diagram, and I'm going to break down now a section called the Impact Quadrant of that diagram, the Perfect Health Lesson. So you're about to find out what the exact health adaptations are that will occur inside your body when you use the Perfect Health Lesson, the main section of the Perfect Health Lesson when you use it. You want to know what that is? Go to the link in the show notes here, the website, so you can get a hold of understanding what this Impact Quadrant's about. I'm going to walk you through four different sections of the Impact Quadrant: anti-atherosclerosis, anti-thrombotic, anti-ischemic, and anti-arrhythmic. Don't worry about what those are right now. Let's walk you through right now the first part of the quadrant, anti-atherosclerosis, and I'm going to walk you through something called one adaptation. Remember, the correct dose of physical activity causes these adaptations to happen. I'm going to walk through about the next 10 minutes. I'm going to walk you through something you've probably never heard of called your HDL to LDL ratio. More on that in a second. So the first part of the Impact Quadrant, which we're going to deal with, a topic called atherosclerosis and anti-atherosclerosis. You don't want to get atherosclerosis. Here's what it is. It's a progressive and chronic vascular disease characterized by the gradual buildup of plaques within the arteries. These plaques are composed of cholesterol, fatty substances, cellular waste, calcium, and other materials, forming thickened and hardened areas along your artery walls, all over your body. The process begins with damage or injury to the inner lining of the arteries, known as endothelium. So you've got this skin on the inside of your arteries. Factors such as high blood pressure, so if you had that, high cholesterol levels, smoking, diabetes, and inflammation can contribute to this endothelial damage, damage to the skin on the inside of your arteries that you can't feel happening, by the way. It's not like a sore tooth or a broken arm. You can't see this damage, but it's catastrophic. Subsequently, circulating cholesterol particles, known as low-density lipoproteins, infiltrate the damaged areas of the arterial walls. As LDL cholesterol accumulates within the damaged regions, it undergoes modifications and it becomes what we call oxidized, triggering something called an inflammatory response. This inflammation attracts immune cells, primarily something called macrophages, which engulf the oxidized LDL cholesterol, forming foam cells within the arterial walls, inside the wall. Over time, this process leads to the formation of plaques, like plaque in your teeth, comprised of those materials I talked about just a moment ago. Atherosclerosis progression can lead to various cardiovascular complications, including coronary artery disease, or artery disease of the big arteries around your heart, peripheral artery disease, that means just arteries away from your heart, around your body, arms and legs, and carotid artery disease, which is the one that leads, carotid artery leads up your neck to your brain. Atherosclerosis is the main contributor to an increased risk of a heart attack or a stroke, whether you're in your 50s like me or 40s. But remember, the atherosclerosis is progressive. It doesn't just kick off in your 40s or 50s or 60s. It's happening back in your 20s. So if you don't raise your CRF score, which we talk about in previous lessons, what that is, then you'll accelerate this dangerous disease called the atherosclerosis. So The following anti-atherosclerosis positive health adaptations will happen. We're only going to deal with one in this short lesson. Will happen to 100% of people who use the perfect health lesson and raise their CRF score. I'll say that again because it's so critical as we open up this first lesson. I'm about to talk to you on a topic, a health adaptation, a positive adaptation called improving your HDL to LDL ratio. To improve it, 100% of people will improve their HDL to LDL ratio if they use the main core component of raising the CRF score from the perfect health lesson. Find out what that is inside the perfect health lesson itself. Now, that means if you improve your HDL to LDL ratio, you'll drive down your risk of developing atherosclerosis, which is exactly what you want to do. So the HDL-LDL ratio, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol to LDL ratio, from a cardiologist's perspective, is a vital marker used to assess the balance between two types of cholesterol carrying lipoproteins, high-density HDL, low-density LDL. The ratio provides a valuable insight into an individual, your risk of a cardiovascular event from lipid metabolism. HDL cholesterol, often referred to as the good cholesterol, plays a protective role in cardiovascular health by transporting cholesterol from the arteries back to the liver for processing and elimination, thereby reducing the risk of plaque buildup in blood vessels that we just spoke about. On the other hand, LDL cholesterol, termed bad cholesterol, is involved in depositing cholesterol in the arteries, contributing to atherosclerosis buildup and an increased risk of heart disease. The HDL-LDL ratio, so this balance between the two, represents two cholesterol carriers. A higher ratio, where HDL levels are relatively higher and LDLs are comparatively lower, is considered more favorable and indicative of a lower risk of a cardiovascular disease. This ratio suggests a higher capacity to remove cholesterol from your arteries and a more efficient lipid metabolism, thereby reducing the likelihood of atherosclerosis and related complications. Conversely, a lower ratio where your LDL levels, lower density levels, are significantly higher in relation to your HDL levels may indicate an increased risk of cardiovascular issues, heart attack or stroke. Okay, let's look at some rankings. A favorable HDL-LDL ratio in the United States, for example, would generally mean a higher value, indicating HDL cholesterol levels are relative to LDL. A ratio closer to 0.4 is considered desirable. So if you went to your doctor and you got this test, the only way you can find out, and you got 0.4, that's desirable and indicative of a low cardiovascular risk. For instance, a HDL level of 60 milligrams per deciliter and an LDL of 130 milligrams per deciliter would give a ratio of 0.46, 60 over 130. Borderline ratios are 0.2 to 0.4 might be considered more borderline or moderately unfavorable. These ratios indicate an intermediate risk and suggest a need for modification with your lifestyle and further evaluation by a doctor. Always check with your doctor because that's where you're going to get these tests. An undesirable ratio is 0.2 and below, generally considered less favorable and indicative of higher cardiovascular risk. This suggests significantly higher levels of LDL compared to your HDL. An example of what your numbers should be. So in the United States, desirable level, 60 over 130, would typically fit into that category. Moderate risk would be 50 over 130, so 50 HDL and 130 LDL. High risk would be 40 HDL, 130 LDL. So in Australia, we actually have different measurements, but you get the same ratio. We actually have, for example, a HDL measurement of 1.55 millimoles per liter of HDL and LDL of 3.36 results in a ratio of approximately 0.46. So our numbers in Australia are measured differently than the US, but they're similar. So for example, a high risk ratio would be having 1.03 millimoles per liter of HDL cholesterol and 3.36 millimoles per liter of LDL cholesterol would give me a ratio of 0.31 and put me in the high risk category. So here's the question. How does raising your CRF score, this unbelievable medical biometric that we have inside our software, how does that impact your HDL and LDL ratio positively? And this is what we want to talk about right now, is how does that actually impact? So how does raising your CRF score impact it positively? Raising it will yield significant impact on the ratio, showcasing notable alterations in something called lipid metabolism and your ultimate cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular activity, physical activity at the correct dose, got to be the correct dose. That's what our software is used for, the health impact software, to give you that correct dose on a daily basis, prompts intricate physiological adaptations that contribute to favorable changes in cholesterol levels and their distribution within the body. The correct dose of physical activity is associated with increased levels of HDL cholesterol. So if you have the correct dose of physical activity, HDL goes up. And as we've said before, often termed as good cholesterol, because it plays this important role in being a scavenger of excess cholesterol from your peripheral tissues and artery walls and transporting it back to the liver for processing and getting rid of it, excretion. This process, known as reverse cholesterol transport, results in reduction in LDL cholesterol levels, preventing its accumulation in artery walls. That's the result you want. That minimizes your risk of atherosclerosis. That's why it's anti-atherosclerosis. Moreover, heightened CRF scores, so you drive up your CRF score, has been linked to modifications in the composition and functionality of LDL, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or the bad cholesterol associated with atherosclerosis. Exercise, physical activity interventions have demonstrated a shift towards larger, less atherogenic, that means less, causing less atherosclerosis, LDL particles, which are less prone to oxidization and contribute less to plaque formations in the artery walls. The mechanisms underlying the improvements of HDL-LDL ratio, this is really important, the mechanisms, are due to an increased CRF score are multifaceted. Physical activity induces alterations in enzyme activity, such as lipoprotein lipase, which enhances lipid metabolism, resulting in increased HDL production and greater efficiency in triglyceride clearance, getting rid of the bad fat called triglyceride. Furthermore, the correct dose of physical activity stimulates an expression of, this is amazing, of genes involved in cholesterol metabolism and transport, favoring a more beneficial lipid profile. Additionally, the correct dose of physical activity, where you raise your CRF score, has been, because that's the measurement of correct dose, has been associated with reduced visceral adiposity, that's body fat, decreased insulin resistance, and improved glycemic control factors that influence lipid metabolism. The metabolic adaptations, these metabolic adaptations, coupled with the direct effect on lipoprotein metabolism and particle characteristics, they collectively contribute to the improvement in HDL-LDL ratio. Drive up your HDL, drive down your LDL. So in summary, elevating your CRF score, that's what we talk about in the middle of the Perfect Health Lesson, through the correct dose of physical activity, induces favorable changes in lipid metabolism characterized by increased HDL levels and modifications in LDL particle size, which is what you want. You want to change the particle size of the bad cholesterol. These physical activity-induced adaptations play a pivotal role in the HDL-LDL ratio, therefore reducing your risk of atherosclerosis, that's the first part of the impact quadrant, and cardiovascular diseases. It isn't a mystery. There's no, it might happen. There's no kind of, well, let's do this and see if this is the outcome. 100% of people who use the Perfect Health Lesson and the core component of it on a weekly basis will be able to achieve the health adaptation that I have just walked you through. And the impact is you will be at less risk from the number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death, like happened to my father all those years ago, if you followed along the Perfect Health lesson in this series of lessons, where he died of a sudden catastrophic heart attack age 46 years old. He had advanced atherosclerosis unquestionably, but you can reduce that by changing your HDL-LDL ratio. That's health adaptation number one. Thanks for joining me, everybody, this lesson. Health adaptation number two coming up very shortly, as soon as you're ready. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024, called The Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.